If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. They call him
Yeah.
Welcome to Rodus Live. I'm your host, Rodus. The song you just heard was Aquamarine by Black Thought and Danger Mouse. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 5 of Rodus Live. I almost forgot. Black Thought and Danger Mouse is available on all streaming platforms. So we went there through this season. And I got a special guest today by the name of Donnie Diallo. He's a shoe designer. He's a clothing designer. His Linktree is Linktree/Donnie Diallo. All that's going to be in the show notes. And I also want to let y'all know to go ahead and cop that new Corey Ether Resilient. It's available on all streaming platforms. 9 tracks. All the songs was produced by the artist, Corey Ether. Y'all go ahead and cop that. We got a dope episode for y'all today. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Urban culture, that's what's poppin'. Style, that's what's poppin'. Black businesses, that's what's poppin'. Ownership, that's what's popping. Donnie Diallo clothing, that's what's popping. Donnie Diallo shoes, that's what's popping. Vision, that's what's popping. Insight, that's what's popping. Uptown's finest, that's what's popping. Desmond Stevens, that's what's popping. Black Thought is the Rodus Live What's Popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Sick, no lymph nodes is swollen. They told me even when the record skip, keep it rolling on his shoulder like a California highway patrolman. Launch codes were stolen and sold by Ed Snowden. I fled to Rome and told him, address me as a Roman. I'm still in photos, posing with my own omen. A thumping kicker for me to slam like hope, hoping it's something like a plain bumper sticker, no slogan. This something for the shooters and back and forth commuters who never knew the difference in laws and jurisprudence. I feel as though it's safe to assume that to the students and I can prove to the way that me and Doom do this. You checking the top 2 of 1,000 intelligent chaps with rap projects and housing developments. Cool to cross-legged on a crate like it's elegant. Try to hate, I'm puffing up your face like a pelican. Highly enveloped and activating my melanin. Y'all failing to see what's shaking besides gelatin. News bulletin, I refuse to take the medicine. Fuck a thick skin, I got me an exoskeleton. The black column feral in a lobster. Deliver like an obstetrician but not a doctor. Bring the Cambridge, the Webster's, the Oxford's. The picture too long to watch, see the synopsis. Compensated for playing nice, it's optics. Product of the last poets in the watch profits. I stop it, it's beyond out of pocket. Dunzo, I hit the gun show and got a rocket. Catastrophic, supreme microphones. In Mexico, we the legendary Dos Cajones. Brothers, both components, utter close to colas. Court holders, with bars as hard as Angolas.
Get rude with the dude off chips. The mood switch, he chewed off strips of a brood witch. Danger make a groove off a glitch. Major boo booty twitch and the crew rich bitch. Always wanted to say that. Ever since the days in hallways taunting a stray cat. The one he often frequently slapped around. All the while waited then graduated cap and gown. Hated the rap sound, debated the crap until he felt he had it mapped down. Enough to have the game trapped and bound. Scratching the crown with the names of lames who yapped the noun. Or verb for that matter, had no data for a herb who chat chatter. Oh, Eric Estrada, fat rat, the mask made him batty as a Mad Hatter. Known for his absurd word choices, and will ignore you if you ask him if he heard voices. Look, the energy is crazy. Far as he was concerned, the enemy was lazy. Your attention please, freeze. He came to seize the free cheese. before he flees to Belize. In case he forgot to mention, squeeze these. Just keep it on a need to know basis. They knew he was a Negro, so no need to show faces. Back in the days of no laces, on a slow pace, they used to say he might could go places. Man, whatever the cases, the card he played was ace of spades, but no races. A spastic, some call loony, when he spit a tune, sarcastic as Paul Mooney.
Black Dog featuring MF Doom with Belize. That song is available on all streaming platforms. Do you like authentic Mexican food? Would you like to take the family out for good authentic Mexican food and drinks? Well, Chirion Mexican Grill at 7510 West Madison Street in Forest Park, Illinois is the place for you. Patronize Chirion Mexican Grill in Forest Park, Illinois at 7510 West Madison Street. Tell them Rodas from Rodas Live sent you. Thank you.
It's all good. Hey, welcome to Rodas Live. I got Donnie Diallo, clothing designer. 5 or 6 shoe?
7.
On a 7 shoe. Master Barber, Desmond, introduce yourself to the listeners of Rodas Live.
How you doing, Facebook fam? Some of y'all know me by Desmond, Des. But my professional and clothing designer name is Donnie Diallo. That's D-O-N-N-Y. D-I-A-L-L-O. Been to Fatch for a long time. Love cutting hair. I love designing clothes and shoes. And just a natural born trendsetter, if you want to call it that. But I mean, that's pretty much sums it up.
All right, so what some people don't know about you?
I think that I'm a little bit too ambitious. Kind of like, man, if I know his goal all the way at the bottom of the lake, I might, you know, commit suicide to go get that chest out the water. But yeah, I think it's a little bit too ambitious sometimes, but
hey, that's a good ambition to have. Hey, what up, Steve Barber Life?
What's up, Steve? Big homie. One of my mentors, matter of fact, Big Steve. Gotta give you props.
Hey, so how long have you had your clothing line? And tell people a little bit about it.
Well, this mom been had the clothing line for about 2.5 years now. The shoe line been going on for about a year, and I jumped into the shoes to complement the clothes. My clothes is just some art and everything that I have that I'm always, because I'm always doing this stuff, but it's just a reflection of how I see certain things and you know, just trying to change and do a different style than what's normal, what I see people doing normal.
So, hey, you got some busting accessories for your clothing line. Like I like the flip-flop shoes. I like the bucket hats. I like the colors. I like the overall design. So, do you sketch out your designs before you make them? or it just came to you on the fly?
Some of my designs is abstract art. I like to send some shouts out to some of my Uptown finest, the X-Men. You know, I've always been fascinated. Never was like a full-fledged graffiti or nothing like that. I always used to love seeing them do it. I always wanted to be able to draw, but I got into abstract art, you know, around 14 years old, doodling and stuff. So some of the designs that I have is from my abstract art that I've been doing, you know. And I just love, you know, like graffiti letters and stuff like that. So some of them do got graffiti letters. That I have seen certain graffiti artists do. I'm trying to emulate that, but it's normally for my abstract art that I do.
Okay, how did you get into the shoe business?
Well, I was starting on my clothesline, trying to figure out things, and you know, I was a firm believer of, you know, faith without works is dead. So while I was doing the clothes, email popped up through my email, and it was like, man, design your own shoes and everything. And I was like, you know, So I filled it out, and this was on some, you know, filled out. It was like, you're not what we're looking for. And God came to me, like, you know, hey, bro, you said you want to get your own clothing line and stuff. I don't, you know what I'm saying? It was late at night, of course, you know. And he was like, man, you know, you want to, you know, you said this is what you want. I just sent it to you, and I got convicted from him saying this. So I went on ahead and filled out the application again. It was like, okay, you know, they had to check to see how far stuff I was doing on my page with the clothes. And then once they seen that, it was like, okay, start designing. And again, being scared a little bit, I just would start just designing stuff and try to put in the design teams like, no. So again, God came like, hey, man, you know, look, you need to get on the ball because this is what you want to do. I'm going to help you.
Right.
And then I put out my first shoe. And when I put that out, design team was like, oh, my God, you know, beautiful design. Now you need to put a name to it. And I was thinking about all different type of names, street names and stuff like that. And I'm like, I want this brand to be related to the streets, or do I want to try to have it as a new movement on a designer level? And my middle name just happened to be like a designer name.
So what is that? What's your
Dottie
middle
Bello.
Okay. Dottie Bello.
Birth certificate, baby.
So how many styles do you currently have out? And do you have the, is it just street shoes or
I try to do like casual unisex shoes, you know, kind of remember when I was coming up, like, you know, a lot of cats was wearing Bally's. Some people would be wearing, like, you know what I'm saying, the old school, like Fila's still out, but I was, you know what I'm saying, like my blue and red shoes kind of got the Fila thing to in it. So I try to do like a urban, somewhat like semi-designer shoe to sit back like where you can be kicking it and hanging out, you know, with the guys, you know, doing what you're doing, you know, sitting by your car or whatever. Or you can be walking into a club and when they talk about a dress code, they're going to look like, damn, just go ahead. Because look, you know what I'm saying? They look casual. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So try to have where you can flex a little bit in the street, you know, hanging out, then you can sit back and be able to get through the club while nobody's sitting back like, yeah, you can't wear Jordans in here, or you can't wear no forces up in here.
Right.
So,
yeah. You don't have to go to the trunk to get no shoes. You good.
No, you good, you know. So, okay. You know, concepts, man. I just be trying to put some stuff together. Like, prime example, right now I'm going to show you a pair, you know, the last six pair that got that came out. Hold on. Snatch them up real quick.
Okay.
So the world can see. Now, probably got to turn on the light. All right. Let's see. Yeah, some winners that you know, won these. I'm waiting for some people to.
I can't see them.
I'm about to flip through them all right now. This is the six pair of shoes that came out.
Okay.
You know.
They look slick.
Yeah.
So where are the shoes made?
In Italy.
Okay. So you an Italian shoe designer.
Well, that's the company. Is it the company that made my shoes alive?
What
they from Italy. In Italy. You know?
Okay. You
know, marble bottom, you know. Like this here, you getting, and they hand make these shoes. So when you order them, they hand make them, man. So you can't, everybody love Jordan. Everybody love Nikes. But see, if you go to Nike, right, they're going to already have like a Force shoe that you just put the colors to. This shoe here, is you add fabric and stuff like that, and they take that fabric and they sit back and hand make it from what what you make. So, you know, it's an awesome concept. You know.
Yeah, they look real nice. So, do you plan on releasing an exclusive shoe for the ladies that they could work in or pump or something like that?
Yeah. Working with the missus, we were just talking about it. Working with the missus and to put out a lady's shoe because, like I said, most of the shoes that I have, they are unisex except this one right here. This polo joint is not unisex, so you know, I think the lowest it comes in like an 8 in men. So, but I was disappointed. So, I'm like, okay, well, I got one solid man shoe out, you know, and the rest of them is unisex. So I said, I'm just to try to put out a woman's shoe with the help of the missus, you know, a collab.
Right. So, I wanted to know, where can the listeners purchase it? No, I ain't gonna ask you that. So who tend to buy shoes more, the ladies or the fellas?
It's pretty much the same. It's like, you know, when they actually see them, or you know, when I'm talking with people, like a lot of my customers, man, believe it or not, is like Uber drivers, man. I mean, Uber customers. They go online. I'm telling them about it. They're like, man, and it's about the same, you know.
Okay, like I said, that's good.
It's unisex, so you know.
Okay.
And then I got the clothes to complement. Like I started making clothes to, you know, saying coordinate with the shoes that I made, you know. So make it more easier, you know, saying to match up. Anything if you try to, you know, match up some things. So,
where can the listeners of Riders Live purchase your shoes and clothing?
Well, I have a link tree.
I post. That's good. What's the link tree?
I post the link tree up I just don't know that I handle like I don't know it offhand. I just, you know, but you can go to Alive Shoes and go to Donnie Dallo, type in Donnie Dallo through the website, and they'll pop up to my store. My latest shoe, I haven't got it yet, but it's the Camos.
Okay.
So I call them, you know, each one of my shoes got names.
Would you like to share those names?
Well, the gold shoes are the joints. The blue and red ones are, I'm trying to remember the, the guy, you caught me off guard with that one. I did name them though. You can see the names through my link tree. But,
okay.
You know, I know my orange ones is called Orange Sickle, because the orange and black remind me of the ice cream. So, Star Stylist right here. I was gonna try to name Polo, but I don't want to be, you know, getting sued for.
Yeah, you don't want no copyright infringement or anything.
Polo, no, they Star Shiners. That's what I meant to say. You know, got the little nice glitter stars on it and everything. Mm-hmm. And they got the Polo thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. If somebody was coming from out of town to Chicago to visit for the first time, what advice would you give them, and how would you advise them to move through the city?
It's like a question that I constantly do when I'm doing Uber. I would tell them, you know, depending on what they ask for, like, what are they trying to do? And people, depending on what they're trying to do. Some people want to go to hood parties. I try to have them where they don't go too far deep in, you know, somewhere where they can be harmed off. But I was just telling them, hit spots like downtown, South Loop, over by Halsted and Lake, all nice little spots, you know, where it's real popular and everybody, you know, anybody and somebody normally gonna be at them type of spots. And try to tell them where to shop at, you know, if they're looking for hot gear and stuff like that. Of course, throw them out, you know, let them know that I got, you know, gear. And certain dance spots for the music, because you know Chicago is known for house music. Tell them where they go for that, and also too, being a Sox fan, I still got respect for Wrigleyville, because Wrigleyville got a lot of bars. Let them know that's a kicking spot, you know. So
okay, what's your legacy?
Hopefully to have where my clothing line and shoe line just spread, and you know, I have family members that can come and bring ideas to the table and be, you know, where they can be, you know, have a chance to be their own boss, or you know, franchise, to sit back and now, you know, from 30 years from now, someone saying, but like, man, you know, this guy come from, you know, from straight nothing, and he made a big shoe company, you know what I'm saying, from hard work, and, you know, and then try to help the community and change some of the things that's going around, you know, not trying to be on the political stuff, just on some just helping, you know, those that want to get more, those that want to help their sales, you know. So
okay,
you know,
what's there,
it's not
what's,
just me. It's not, if I can say this, it's not me just trying to have a clothing company to sit back and say, I got a clothing company, look at me, look, you know. No, I want to have where people can get hired. I want to have where it's a business, people, you know, it's not about me getting money. They able to buy them a nice house and, you know, put their kids through college and, you know what I'm saying, school and stuff like that. You know, and then they can turn around and start employing people, you know, making a straight, real heavy movement. You know, people betting themselves and, you know, doing philanthropy overseas. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's not just about clothing. You know, it's like trying to help to change the world one piece at a time.
Okay, that's a lifestyle.
Yeah. You know, when you dress in clothes, man, and, you know, when you got people, man, I done seen so many people, you know, I done seen so many people, man, that made me strive to be where I'm at, you know, where, you know, with the gear and stuff, you know. But I could say it with confidence, not pride, but confidence is, I know I've been a trendsetter. I love clothes. I always used to get compliments how I dress, but it's just thing like, man, I'm tired of wearing other people's names. Let me put me something out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, put my name out here and see, you know, tread the waters myself. So
what's up, Jermaine? So what's on your bucket list?
Well, bucket list is, man, hopefully to go to and actually really working on going to Africa, you know, seeing if I can, you know, probably try to do some business deals in Africa and, you know, go to some holy spots, man, and see things for myself, you know, parachute out of a plane, you know, swim with some sharks.
That sounds interesting.
Hey, man.
So, where can people find you?
I'm on Facebook, you know, Desmond, I Want All the Money, Stevens. So that's Desmond, space, I Want All the Money, space, Stevens. And then Des Cutting Up, that's DesCutting, up one. Instagram.
Okay. What up, Camille? Are you on TikTok?
Yeah, but I can't remember that. I barely, you know, I might make a few videos on TikTok because I keep hearing, like, man, just, you know, do that. So I'm trying to remember my name on TikTok. It might be Desmond something on TikTok. Well, I got something on TikTok.
Okay. So we wrapping up. If you wanted to leave one thing with the listeners of Riders Live, what would it be?
Man, whatever you think you can do, you know you can do it, just do it. You know, can't nobody stop you. You know, no matter how big it seems, you know what I'm saying, to some people, or how small it seems to some people, if you can complete it and do it, hey, that's all that matters, you know?
Right.
I got shoes, bro. Like, you know, of course, anybody can do it. Anybody can do it if they put the time into it. But, you know, hey, whatever you want to do, you can do it.
All right, bro.
You know.
Okay.
That's what I've done. I'm telling anybody, man, I'm a firm believer. Whatever you trying to do, you can do it. You your own worst critic, and you your own worst enemy if you stop doing something that you want to do.
Right. So I'm gonna ask you this last question: How much of designing is passion, and how much of it is love?
It's both. I mean, passion is the same thing. Passion is a real deep. It's from the heart. Like passion is from the heart, like raw love.
So do you have raw love for designing your shoes?
Yes, I love that's why I say I love clothes. And then to be designing my own stuff, like it's times I sit back and I be shaking my head like, nah, I delete the whole thing and start from scratch. Like, no, I don't know. I'm not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying?
Once you put it out, you can't take it back.
Yeah, but you know, even if I put it out, maybe somebody don't like it, but I like it. That's why I did with the way I did it, you know.
Right.
I respect criticism, but at the same time, you know, knowing the things I know, you know, there's a lot of people that criticize a lot of people. You know, some people thought Eddie Murphy wasn't funny. They just thought he was just some hood comedian. But, you know, you see where he at. So you're going to have people give you constructive criticism. But when you feel like you're putting out something, God give us all gifts. So it's up to you to sit back and take your gift and listen to him and allow him. Like we were talking in the beginning, you know, I just was putting out T-shirts and stuff. And then the shoe thing came to me, and God was on me like, man, I'm putting you out there bigger than what you're thinking. So I say with passion, man, like I get on, I start designing my shirts. I take passion and, you know, putting the letters here and doing, you know what I'm saying? It's man. And then when I get through, I'll be sitting there like, yes. And, you know, I love it. So.
Okay. So what's next for Donnie Diallo clothing?
Man, I might go buy me a sewing machine, man, and you know, be on some Dapper Don stuff pretty soon, man. Listen, I ain't trying to hear nothing. Nobody, hey, you think you're too old? Hey, man, you can say whatever you want. You might be the first person to ask, can I make you a jacket? So, make jeans and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might be looking at getting a sewing machine. So
that's what's up. You heard it from Desmond Stevens, the owner of Donnie Diallo Clothing, Donnie Diallo Shoes. We out.
Drop down in their knees and make doer. Popsicle sticks race down the curb into the sewer. The next American hangman, sketch the crayon. Gangland on the facade that you can spray on. Killing birds with one stone is what we stay on. Wingspan never too wide for you to play on. The ways never cease to amaze or inspire. Illiterate, the signature's been forged to fire. Broken spirit, some assembly required. It confirmed the door of no return at Elmira. Screaming into the ocean for emotional support. We never won awards, we was wards of the court. Putting s'mores to umbilical cords to cut them short. Translation, vacation is in the last resort. From the deli, knock them out the box with spinning tops and skelly. Do it, you'll get to it with Mr. Womack would tell me. I was locked by Sully Red Nigga, no Machiavelli. This inheritance was negative. Beverage is the devil's piss, state's evidence. Give us anything instead of this.
that's drama. In the mirror like Yayoi Kusama had me turning to Muhammad, to Buddha, to Dalai Lama. If I would snatch a shoulder bag from somebody, mama, am I cancerous? Can't discuss what the short answer was. Hungry as runs, take the money and run. Sometimes simultaneously taking one of your lungs. What I mean is I've seen everything that's under the sun. Niggas below the poverty line live under the gun. We all scheming, savages ain't vegan. What the fuck is love? Don't need a reason to die. We die just because.
Before I had the Nina, I had to snap back with the Tisa. Practice in my alley, I could hardly get my feet up. Had to hit the staircase just to roll the reefer. Now I'm smoking big cohibas out in Costa Rica like Portavita. Having flashbacks, niggas getting clapped at in front of cleaners on 34th Street, and to this day it haunts me. It's why I had to move raunchy. I know killers in Marcy, so please don't taunt me. I spent some summer times in Canarsie. Me and Quan getting stopped to fish by Hutchie Starsky. They was looking for hard drugs in Armory. Mama told me not to let that shit bother me. Papa said to move cautiously, so the streets will never bother me. But you don't know that part of me.
My skin gets red too easy. She don't wanna change a name like Washington. Wonders where I got it from. My parents' marriage was a toxic one. Oh well, I'm about to cop a gun. Hope I got to use it. It'll help blow up the music. I know something slightly off with me. Drama is therapeutic. Ego hates feeling futile. Sometimes I move without scruples. Like having Mrs. Perfect with me and still chasing approval from other women. I'm a glutton. I can't run from who I become. Dad's around the corner. Haven't seen him in like 3 months. We don't speak much. I don't handle balance well. Got a fragile shell. My money split the king and queen up. Then the castle fell. The tension in the air is still crisp. Sometimes I wish this game was over like I'm Lil Flip. Sometimes I'm wishing that my brain came with a kill switch. I don't vacation, dog. I guilt trip. Rich.